Dio è la nostra forza, Dio è la nostra speranza.
If we act like children of God, knowing that He loves us, our lives will be made new, filled with serenity and joy, tweeted Pope Francis Wednesday, summarizing the focus of his general audience with an estimated 40,000 people in a sun-drenched St. Peter's Square. The Holy Father's catechesis was delivered in Italian and Spanish and later translated by speakers into the main languages.
In our continuing catechesis on the Creed during this year of faith, we now consider the meaning of Christ's resurrection for us and for our salvation. The Lord's death and resurrection are the foundation of our faith. By His triumph over sin and death, Christ has opened for us the way to new life. Reborn in baptism, we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit and become God's adopted sons and daughters. God is now our Father. He treats us as His beloved children. He understands us, He forgives us, embraces us, and loves us even when we go astray. Christianity is not simply a matter of following commandments. It is about living a new life, being in Christ, thinking and acting like Christ, and being transformed by the love of Christ. But this new life needs to be nourished daily by hearing God's word, by prayer, by sharing in the sacraments, especially penance and the Eucharist, and by the exercise of charity. God must be the center of our lives. By our daily witness to the freedom, joy, and hope born of Christ's victory over sin and death, we also offer a precious service to the world, helping our brothers and sisters to lift their gaze heavenward to the God of our salvation.
Pope Francis concluded, "We first must firmly have this hope and be a visible, clear, and brilliant sign of this hope in the world, which is often no longer able to lift its gaze upwards, which is often no longer able to see God."
Saluto I frequentatori del Nato Defense College.
Before touring through the throngs in his open-top jeep, Pope Francis had greetings for pilgrims to St. Peter's from all four corners of the globe. This week they included visitors from the NATO Defense College and a group of wounded warriors from the United States.
I am pleased to greet the visitors from the NATO Defense College, and I offer prayerful good wishes for their service to international peace and cooperation. I also extend a warm welcome to the group of wounded warriors from the United States. With heartfelt prayers that their pilgrimage to Rome will bear rich spiritual fruit for them and their families. Upon all the English-speaking visitors present at today's audience, including those from England, Scotland, Denmark, Australia, the Philippines, South Korea, Thailand, Canada, and the United States, I invoke the risen Lord's gifts of joy and peace.
Finally, another very important group also caught the Argentinian Pope's attention. Speaking in his native Spanish, Pope Francis welcomed members and supporters of San Lorenzo de Almagro, his favorite soccer team, to Rome.
Y al grupo del Club Atlético San Lorenzo de Almagro de Buenos Aires. Eso es muy importante.
I'm Emma McCarthy.